and a guy who you know as the voice of your Milwaukee Brewers, but taking a hiatus to do play-by-play for the NBA playoffs on TNT. Brian Anderson joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. BA, long time no talk. How you been?
Yeah, good to hear from you guys. I'm doing well, Rami. Thanks
now,
for asking.
We'll get into the NBA playoffs in just a second, but I think the last time we talked to you was out at the toy drive when we were saying, Brian, why aren't you on Twitter, man? You got to get on Twitter, and and it happened. He's on Twitter, folks. You can follow him at BAndersonPXP. What put it over the top? What made you make that leap, BA?
I was forced to by my boss.
That's normally how it goes.
Pretty much laid that out. I was told by my bosses at Turner, let's get this thing up and running before the NCAA tournament, and so that's what we did. But, there you know, it's been okay. There are always people out there that you don't want to hear from. But for the most part, people have been great, and I've decided if I'm going to be on it, then I'm going to be on the other side of it and just tweet out encouraging things and encourage people that I know who are doing well, and then basically issue when I'm on the air so my family will stop texting me and calling me every 10 minutes.
Well, Brian, I know we're not sure yet which playoff series you'll be calling. That'll be announced tomorrow once everything is locked in and we know who's playing and when they're playing. But you obviously, being here in Milwaukee, probably have a better view on this Bucks team than most other teams around the NBA. How do you feel about their chances against the Raptors in the first round?
Well, I think it's a good matchup for Milwaukee. I mean, I'm basically for the Bucks to succeed and to win a series, which would be a huge upset. I think Toronto's really good. Toronto had some additions too that I think will answer the questions they've had the last few years, and I've covered them a lot in the playoffs the last few years. But they got some tough guys in there now, PJ Tucker, and you know, they're a team that can be beaten, and I think if the Bucks are going to beat them, they're going to have to make their shots. I mean, I think obviously Giannis creates such a matchup problem for anybody, but if Middleton can have one of those moments and all of a sudden you get into this seven-game series and you can turn the tide a little bit and they get a little confidence making shots, I'm very interested to see Matthew Dellavedova in this postseason. I think this guy's money, and he's done it obviously with LeBron, which is a different story, but, you know, Giannis is an interesting guy to hit your wagon to, and I think Dellavedova is the guy that could sneaky come in there and do some damage and be really good in the postseason. So I love Brogdon. I love what you need a point guard who can control the game, control the pace. It's going to be his first playoff, but he seems like he's exceeding on all levels. I think he's going to be the rookie of the year. So I think it may take a couple of games to get their sea legs, but if they can steal a game in the first three games, then I think they've got a chance to win it. Is that a fair statement? If they can win one of the first three games, they've got a chance to win the series. Otherwise, they'll get swept.
Well, your Dellavedova analysis, I would have said it a different way. I would have said he owes us money, but you said he is money. So I hope you're right. I hope he does something in the postseason. From the Raptors standpoint, though, I mean, this is all about Cleveland, right? I mean, you get Ibaka, you get Tucker from Phoenix. This is all about winning the East. This isn't about a first-round matchup with the Bucks. This is how to stop the Cavaliers. And we were talking earlier about, you know, how big of an upset, you know, might this be. Seeding-wise, no, it's not that big of an upset. But I think nationally people would lose their minds if the Raptors got knocked out in the first round.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you build a team based on who the lead dog is and the alpha dog in that conference, and it's obviously LeBron and the Cavs. So you try to build your team in that regard. And having seen Toronto the last few years, and you know, that was a big moment for them last year to break through and win that first round, and they've got that behind them. They shoot it really well. They're outstanding in the mid-range. That's a little bit of a different look than most teams you see. But you're right. No, I mean, I think Washington matches up really well with Cleveland, believe it or not. I think Boston has a chance to win a couple of games against Cleveland. I don't think anybody can beat Cleveland in a seven-game series at this point, as I sit here, but I also didn't think Gonzaga would make it to the Final Four in the national championship game. So you never know about injuries. You never know when you get into a postseason what happens. Guys get banged up, and you don't get a lot of time to recover. So as you start this wheel, it's always better to be in it. And I love where the Bucks are right now. I love the fact they're going to Toronto. That place is crazy, as you know. That is one of the more epic road venues you can have as an opponent. So I think it's a good draw. You get them early when, just as you said, they're looking ahead at a potential matchup with Cleveland. You might be able to sneak up there and steal a few games on the road, and then, you know, Bucks haven't been great at home, but I think it all changes in the playoffs.
You know, Brian, should we look into someone just gave us a stat. What, the Bucks are, what, 2-17, Steve?
2-15 in the last 17. The guy tweeted it at us earlier.
2-15 against Toronto. Does that mean anything, or should we look into that, or playoffs a different story?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth looking at because you can just either way, either the trend continues or the trend is bucked. And I like stats like that from a play-by-play perspective. I like bringing those up before the game starts,
sure,
and then as you get to the end when there's a conclusion, because it does – I don't think any of the players think about it. It's fun fodder for all of us, mm-hmm, and talk shows and those who are on the periphery. But, you know, you've been a player and you've been between the lines, so you know that stuff I don't think it means much, especially with the youth of the Bucks. They're such a different team and such a young team, and there's not a whole lot of history there. Now, if they had gone in there and had had zero success and had lost by 20, 30 points, and it felt like a team that you just couldn't beat talent-wise, I would say there might be something to that. But I think only Cleveland carries that kind of weight in the Eastern Conference. Certainly Golden State and San Antonio carry that kind of weight in the West.
Talking with Brian Anderson, TNT play-by-play announcer for the NBA playoffs. And TNT, the exclusive home to more NBA playoff games than any other network. It starts with a triple header on Sunday featuring first and second round action and the exclusive presentation of the 2017 NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Who do you think presents the biggest challenge to the Cavs coming out of the East then, Brian?
Good question. Right now, I would say Washington. I just think Washington's got it going in a place. I like Toronto too, though, but I just like where Washington is at this point. They got, you know, they've got plenty of size. They can run. Their guards are awesome. So if you got to pick one, I'd say Washington at this point. I would have said Boston, but I think Cleveland's just handled Boston so well. Back to your earlier point, that's a memory for Boston that they're going to have a tough time shaking. But, you know, I don't think anybody's in Cleveland's class. I don't. But I think if it was a five-game series to start, I think it'd be very interesting. But it's not. And I've just seen LeBron and his team, whether that be Miami a few years ago or now Cleveland, I've seen him go to another level in the playoffs that I will never doubt LeBron James again. He's the best player on the planet, and he's not going to win the MVP, but he's the best player. And he's the difference maker in the playoffs.
Everybody says it's Golden State and the Spurs in the West. How much chance do you give Houston or anybody else to get out of the West?
No, I give Houston a chance for sure. I don't think it's Golden State and San Antonio is a lock. I mean, I think San Antonio is great, and you know my affiliation with that
right
organization. So I'm very high on them. But you know they can be beaten, and the West is really good. I mean, there's a lot of parity in the West. Golden State's the, you know, they're the team to beat. They've got by far the most talent. But San Antonio with scheme and system could certainly give them a run. But I love Houston. I actually love Oklahoma City. I just think Russell Westbrook he's on a level, same way with Harden, but Russell Westbrook's on a level that can actually change a series. And, you know, I think Oladipo has been pretty good for them as that secondary scorer. And then Oklahoma City's tough. You know, they've got Cantor and Steven Adams and they don't mind getting down and dirty. So I'll be very curious, though, to see this first series because Portland, I saw Portland the day they made the trade, and I think this is a team that if they give Golden State a little bit of a run, I don't think they can win the series, but if they win a couple of games and they send Golden State into the next round a little banged up, man, I'm very curious to see what Portland's going to be able to hand Golden State. I like that team a lot. I didn't like him so much when I saw him, but Nurkic has been a
huge
difference maker for them, and I like what I've seen from him lately. So, and their guards are as great as there is in the NBA.
BA, let me ask you this question here. Knowing what we know now, what we see now, you lose Middleton at the beginning of the year. You didn't have him. Then you lose Jabari Parker, which is a huge figure. You get Middleton back, then you lose. Are you of the opinion, really, with those two really critical injuries and one overcame, that the Bucks are playing with house money at this point, and that Jason Kidd has done a tremendous job in coaching his team up to get them where they are right now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, after the Jabari Parker injury, I don't think I was alone. I mean, I felt like that's it. They're going to enter back into the lottery. That'll be good for them to get another high draft pick. It's going to be a really loaded draft this year. A lot of great college talent. So I was kind of already in that mode. But, you know, Middleton he makes a big difference. The ball moves better when he's out there making shots. And, you know, it's been fun watching Thon Maker. He's got an open door, and he's played really well, and he's a handful. So I am surprised. I don't put it past Jason Kidd or Joe Prunty, who handles a good part of the offense. You know, I've known Joe forever, back in his Spurs days, as a matter of fact, and I've seen that guy put together a game plan, and I trust him completely. And he's got enough tools and weapons now where he will not leave a stone unturned, and he's going to be fully prepared, and he's going to dive into every open gap that is available. And I think now we're seeing Giannis just, like, emerge into this, I mean, not just all-star anymore. He is now tipping the scales at a potential MVP candidate. And I don't think anybody could have said that 2 years ago. I mean, I thought everybody thought he'd be good, but when we had him in the playoffs on TNT in 2015, he was dynamic, but he wasn't the guy to take over the game. And I'm curious to see if he is that now, and I think he can be. So this is going to be fun, because when you start dealing with a player like that, the more his confidence grows, then it's all kind of come together for me at the same time, with Kidd and his influence, with Joe Prunty and his scheme. If they play any defense at all and make some shots, look out.
That's Brian Anderson, of course, the voice of your Milwaukee Brewers, and on the call for the NBA playoffs on TNT. More games than any other network on TNT. Triple header this Sunday, first, second round action, and of course, the exclusive home of the 2017 Eastern Conference Finals. And you can now follow Brian Anderson on Twitter at BAndersonPXP. Brian, always appreciate it.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What's up?
Hey, man, so you keep getting elevated in, you know, rankings as far as announcer rankings and stuff. And all I keep seeing is that you're eventually going to replace Nance as the number one. Have you thought about that yet?
No.
All right. Hey, man, I'm just saying. That's where we're going here. And Nance, man, I love Nance. He's legendary stuff right there.
I mean, that's flattering to even think about, but I think that was just a note from a writer who, you know, evaluates media. But that's who cares? That's down the line. And Nance, he's only 57 years old. Why would he quit? He's got the greatest job in the world.
Not really.
Why would he ever hang him up?
I don't know, man. Start practicing your master's call, though. I'm just saying. It's going to be a while.
Hello, friends.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
He's the best one to ever call the Masters, I'll tell you that.
I agree.
He'll be tough to match. Even in the Pat Summerall days, I think Nance has achieved the greatest of all time in Masters play-by-play.
It would be well-deserved if it ever did happen, B.A., and I know folks around here are hoping that you get the assignment of calling this Bucks-Raptors series, but we'll know for sure tomorrow morning. Whatever series you end up on, folks will be lucky to hear you on TNT, and we're always lucky to have you here on the Wendy's Big Show. Let's talk again soon, Brian.
Okay, man. Thanks. Great to be with you guys.
And Brian Anderson joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to take the next step towards your new home.